Tibetan Buddhism is a religion with a rich culture that emerged from a wide range of practices, which include the complete scope of the Buddha's teachings, from the Hinayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana levels. Different groups belonging to Tibetan Buddhism include the Nyingmapa, founded by Padmasambhava, Kagyupa, founded by Tilopa, Sakyapa, founded by Gongchop Gelepo, and Isan Gunkha Nyingpo, and Gelugpa, founded by Tsongkhapa Lobsang Drakpa. The teachings of Tibetan Buddhism puts a focus on the awareness of death and the ephemeral nature of life, leading to diligence in meditation and spiritual practice. Mandalas, prayer flags, and tonko, paintings of visual imagery used as reminders for practitioners on the path. One of the renowned masters of this religion is Milarepa, magician, yogi, poet, hermit. Many names have been attributed to this famous figure of Tibet's history. This Himalayan saint lived from 1052 to 1135, and his story of personal redemption has continued to be an inspiration to many generations. Through songs called Dohas, Milarepa imparted divine teachings on spiritual devotion and wisdom. Today, we will present to you an excerpt from the holy text of Tibetan Buddhism with the compilation titled 60 Songs of Milarepa, with songs 53 to 57. Sixty Songs of Milarepa.
Upon Rochimpa's return from India, with books on logic incantations from outsiders and much pride, as well as genuine meditation instructions, Milarepa decided to rescue him from this evil, and so to welcome him, he sang.
I am a yogi who lives on the snow mountain peak. With a healthy body, I glorify the mandala of the whole. Cleansed of vanity from the five poisons. I am not unhappy. I feel naught but joy. Renouncing all turmoil and fondness for diversion, I reside alone in perfect ease, forswearing the bustle of this world. Joyfully I stay in no man's land.
Since I have left embittered family life, I no longer have to earn and save. Since I want no books, I do not intend to be a learned man. Since I practice virtuous deeds, I feel no shame of heart. Since I have no pride or vanity, I renounce with joy the saliva-splashing debate. Hypocrisy I have not, nor pretension.
Happy and natural I live, without forethought or adjustment. Since I want no fame nor glory, rumors and accusations disappear. Where'er I go, I feel happy. Whate'er I wear, I feel joyful. Whatever food I eat, I am satisfied. I am always happy. Through Marpa's grace, I, your old father, Milarepa, have realized samsara and nirvana. The yoga of joy ever fills my hermitage.
Your Repa brothers are well. On hills remote, they make progress in their meditations. Oh, my son, Rochimpa Dorje Drapa, have you returned from India? Did you feel tired and weary on the journey? Has your mind been sharpened and refreshed? Has your voice been good for singing?
Did you practice and follow your guru's instructions? Did you secure the teachings that you wanted? Did you obtain all the various instructions? Have you gained much knowledge and much learning? Have you noticed your pride and egotism? Are you altruistic in your thoughts and actions? This is my song of welcoming for you on your return.
Five young nuns from Mon had become Milarepa's disciples. Having dwelt with him for some time, they decided to invite him to their village, whence they thought of returning. They said to him,
Reverend One, since your mind no longer changes, there is no need for you to practice meditation. Therefore, for the sake of sentient beings, please come to our village and preach the Dharma for us.
Milarepa replied,
Practicing meditation in solitude is, in itself, a service to the people. Although my mind no longer changes, it is still a good tradition for a great yogi to remain in solitude.
Then he sang,
Through the practice, I show gratitude to my guru. Pray grant me your grace, ripen and liberate me, your gifted disciples. Followers of Dharma, heed carefully, with all attention, while I sing of the profound, essential teaching.
The great lioness of the upper snow mountain poses proudly on the summit of the peak. She is not afraid. Proudly dwelling on the mountain is the snow lion's way. The queen vulture, on red rock, stretches her wings in the wide sky. She is not afraid of falling. Flying through the sky is the vulture's way. In the depths of the great ocean darts the queen of fish glittering. She is not afraid of drowning. Swimming is the fish's way.
On the branches of oak trees, agile monkeys swing and leap. They are not afraid of falling. Such is the wild monkey's way. Under the leafy canopy of the dense wood, the striped tiger roams and swiftly runs. Not because of fear or worry. This shows her haughty pride and is the mighty tiger's way.
In the wood on Singer Mountain, I, Milarepa, meditate on voidness. Not because I fear to lose my understanding. Constant meditation is the yogi's way. Those great yogis who have mastered the practice never desire anything in this world. It is not because they want fame that they remain in solitude. It is the natural sign springing from their hearts, the true feeling of non-attachment and renunciation.
Yogis who practice the teaching of the profound path dwell always in caves and on mountains. Not that they are cynical or pompous, but to concentrate on meditation is their self-willing. I, the cotton-clad, have sung many songs, not to amuse myself by singing sophistries, but for your sake, faithful followers who assemble here. For my heart I have spoken words, helpful and profound.
A monk disciple of Milarepa, Lagor Sharu, wanted the Jetson to adapt himself somewhat to worldly conventions, so as to win the interest and following of great scholars. Milarepa refused this idea, saying that he would ever follow his guru's instructions to live remotely, and he sang to Lagor Sharu,
I bow down to Marpa, the translator, realizing that fame is as unreal as an echo. I abandon not the ascetic way of life, throwing away all cares and preparations. Whatever reputation I may have, I shall always be happy and contented, realizing that all things are illusion. I cast away possessions, for wealth obtained by strife, I have not the least desire.
Whatever my means and prestige, I shall always be happy and contented. Realizing that all followers are phantoms, I have no concern for human relationship and travel where I please. Unlike those artificial scholar priests who act with discretion and restraint, whatever the status I may have, I shall always be happy and contented. Realizing that desires and sufferings are themselves the greater quality, I cut the rope of passion and of hatred. With or without associates, I shall always be happy and contented.
The nature of being is beyond play words. Attachments to any doctrine or concept is merely a matter of self-confusion. Unshackling the fetter of the knower and the known, whatever I become and wherever I remain, I shall always be happy and contented. In the great illuminating mind itself, I see no pollution by wandering thoughts, throwing away all reasoning and observations. Whatever words I hear and say, I shall always be happy and contented.
Richumpa first went to India to be cured of leprosy, and before he went, he sealed up with clay the mouth of the cave where the Jetsam was meditating. When he returned, having been cured, people said that the yogi, Mila, had not been seen for some time. Richumpa went to the cave and broke down the wall, which was still intact. Milarepa was still in meditation, and then sang to him as a greeting.
I bow down at the feet of Marpa, the gracious one. Because I have left my kinsmen, I am happy. Because I have abandoned attachment to my country, I am happy. Since I disregard this place, I am happy. As I do not wear the lofty garb of priesthood, I am happy. Because I cling not to house and family, I am happy. I need not this or that, so I am happy. Because I possess the great wealth of Dharma, I am happy. Because I worry not about property, I am happy. Because I have no fear of losing anything, I am happy. Since I never dread exhaustion, I am happy.
Having fully realized mind essence, I am happy. As I need not force myself to please my patrons, I am happy. Having no fatigue or weariness, I am happy. As I need prepare for nothing, I am happy. Since all I do complies with Dharma or true teaching, I am happy. Never desiring to move, I am happy. As the thought of death brings me no fear, I am happy. Bandits, thieves, and robbers never molest me, so at all times, I am happy. Having won the best conditions for Dharma practice, I am happy. Having ceased from evil deeds and left off sinning, I am happy.
Treading the path of merits, I am happy. Divorced from hate and injury, I am happy. Having lost all pride and jealousy, I am happy. Understanding the wrongness of the eight worldly winds, I am happy. Absorbed in quiet and even-mindedness, I am happy. Using the mind to watch the mind, I am happy. Without hope or fear, I am happy. In the sphere of non-clinging illuminations, I am happy. The non-distinguishing wisdom of Dharmadhatu is itself happy. Poised in the natural realm of immanence, I am happy. In letting the six groups of consciousness go by, to return to their original nature, I am happy.
The five radiant gates of sense all make one happy. To stop the mind that comes and goes is happy. Oh, I have so much of happiness and joy. This is a song of gaiety I sing. This is a song of gratitude to my Guru and the three precious ones. I want no other happiness.
Through the grace of Buddha and the Gurus, food and clothes are provided by my patrons. With no bad deeds and sins, I shall be joyful when I die, with all good deeds and virtues. I am happy while alive. Enjoying yoga, I am indeed most happy. But how are you, Rechangpa? Is your wish fulfilled?
The envoy of the Nepali king, upon meeting him for the first time, was wonderstruck at Milarepa's lack of material possessions and asked him,
"Don't you find it hard to live thus, without taking nourishing food? Why is it necessary to abandon all belongings?"
Milarepa then answered the envoy,
"I am the Tibetan yogi, Milarepa. Without belongings means without sufferings.
Now listen to my song.
I bow down to all holy gurus. I am the man called Milarepa. For possessions, I have no desire, since I never strive to make money. First, I do not suffer because of making it. Then, I do not suffer because of keeping it. In the end, I do not suffer because of hoarding it. Better far and happier is it, not to have possessions."
Without attachment to kinsmen and companions, I do not seek affection in companionship. First, I do not suffer because of heart clinging. Then, I do not suffer from any quarreling. In the end, I do not suffer because of separation. It is far better to have no affectionate companions.
Since I have no pride and egotism, I do not look for fame and glory. First, I do not suffer because of seeking them. Then, I do not suffer in trying to preserve them. In the end, I do not suffer for fear of losing them. It is far better to have neither fame nor glory.
Since I have no desire for any place, I crave not to be here nor there. First, I do not worry about my home's protection. Then I do not suffer from a fervent passion for it. In the end, I am not anxious to defend it. It is far better to have neither home nor land.
Thank you, kind-hearted viewers, for your presence today for Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants. Up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your life be graced with beauty, goodness, and truth.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD